Well, thank you. You're so nice. I want to read a little bit from a book that I've been working on for a long time. I actually still am kind of working on it. Even though it's in print, doesn't mean a guy can't dress it up a little bit. A book called Lake Wobegon Days. There's a little town that I come from in the center of Minnesota, founded by Unitarian missionaries who came out from Boston before the time of the Civil War to attempt to convert the Ojibwe Indians through the use of interpretive dance. Later settled by Norwegian Lutherans on their way back east from North Dakota and by German Catholics who had misread their maps but who refused to admit it and who stayed there as if that was where they had meant to be all along. It's not a town that had great beginnings, had rather modest beginnings. First white explorer to set foot in Lake Wobegon was Father Pierre Plaisir in 1835. We think, though he might have been far to the west, perhaps as far as Montana. According to his calculations, he was near Lake Wobegon, or Lac Malheur, as the voyageurs call it, but the terrain he describes in his memoir, Le Monde, 1841, seems to be to the west. At least the mountains he says he saw were not any of our mountains. Father Plaisir and his six amis had come to the New World to gain honneur through nouveaux exploits, despite les dangers, but instead got lost and spent June and July looking for the route back to where they had come from, the Northeast Passage. And when they made camp at Lac Malheur, if that is where they were, their confusion was complete, and their leader was suffering from abominable abdominal. He was miserable. Even before he lay down to sleep in the grass, and the mosquitoes attacked him. He observed in his journal that these are big, vicious mosquitoes, not like our French insects. But that was before they got serious, and a cloud of them came after dark, and Father lay and suffered for a while, then yelled, "J'expire! Je quitte!" and tore into the underbrush. His friend shouted, "Courage, mon père!" and ran after him, but their footsteps made him think his ennemis were coming, and he ran west in terror for some distance until he was captured by the Ojibwe, who looked on it as protective custody. But when Father Plaisir returned to France and wrote his memoirs, he described them as savages, said the country was a wilderness and he would never go back, forgetting that he had never been invited. The Unitarians came in after him, and the Norwegians and the Lutherans. And life in my little town entered into its course, its rather modest course, much to the dissatisfaction of young people of every generation who, in this modest place, surrounded by people so much like themselves, unfortunately, they looked far away to the horizon for escape, as I did.